Hello and welcome. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is located on the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Jasper. Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is my first broadcast ever, and I'm super excited to have a very special guest with me in studio, none other than interdisciplinary artist Roxanne Nesbitt, also known as Graftician. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm so honored to be on your first show.
I know. This is really exciting.
Yeah.
And today's going to be cool because you're going to give us a tour of your brand new record, which is titled Mandarins, and it's coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
June 14th at the Kulch.
Yeah.
Cool. I want to we're going to listen to the whole record and we're going to talk about it, but first, I want you to let people know a bit more about yourself, because you're a really interesting artist. I feel like you're one of the most, curious artists that I know, I think is the word for it.
Cool.
In the sense that I feel like every time you and I talk, you have new projects on the go, everything from design stuff to architecture to dance collaborations and music. So, maybe just tell me a bit about your start in art. Was it music first? Was it art? Was it design? What was your...
My start in art. I guess I was always a crafty kid, and I was good at drawing. Maybe I'm starting too far back.
No. I mean, there's no point at which is too far, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay. Yeah. So I always made things when I was a kid, and then I studied art and music in junior high and high school. I was really lucky to go to an arts focused school. Then I studied classical orchestral double bass at the University of Alberta. I grew up in Edmonton. And then from there, I wanted to design more and build more, make more physical things. So I moved to Vancouver to study architecture.
See, this is great. I did not know until yesterday that you were a classically trained bassist.
Yeah.
In addition to being an architect.
I don't play bass that much anymore.
Did you play? You played bass on this record, though.
I did not.
You didn't.
There's no bass, or no. There's some electric bass on that
record.
But I did not play upright.
Okay.
I guess the record was just really seemed really kind of densely packed with these samples, and I didn't want to muddy it up too much.
Oh, we have so much to talk about. Just regarding sampling alone. Mm-hmm. I want to dive super deep into that, but first, why don't we do a song?
Okay.
And I want you to tell us which one we're going to listen to first.
Okay, we're going to listen to a song called "Feel All Right," which is a collaboration with Kimmortal. So it features a couple verses of Kimmortal. And it's about feeling like you're destroying your own life to kind of be yourself,
mm-hmm.
in whatever that means to an individual person. But then having that still feel good,
cool.
as a process, even though it's causes chaos in your other relationships.
Okay. All right. So this is "Feel All Right" by Graftician featuring Kimmortal.
Walk with two feet, two hands, two eyes. I have two heads, two hearts, two minds. but I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. I speak three words I should decline, but I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright.
Right, I want two lies, limbs that reach the star signs. By the way, I admire your mind, tie your sun dry for sure. All right, we sigh, indulgence in layers of time. Two fools, creased lines, don't have forever. I feel just fine to heal, don't want to cry color real of all my feels. I feel all to cry color real of all my feels. I feel all,
but I feel alright.
So that was Feel All Right by Graftician featuring Comortal. We are working our way backwards through Graftician's new record called Mandarins. How did this Comortal collaboration happen?
I just saw Comortal play at the Artswells Festival.
Right.
And I was really impressed, as everyone is when they see Comortal.
Sure, yeah.
And so I just asked them if they would... be interested in rapping on a song, and they said yes.
Yeah, it seems like, in my experience, if you want to work with someone, you just got to work up the guts to approach them and say, hey, you want to do something with me?
Yeah,
it usually works out okay.
Yeah,
but it's hard sometimes to work up the nerve. Mm-hmm. So good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and they're opening the show on Friday.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's sometimes. Difficult to get an opener that's like a lot more established than you, that you're also a big fan of, because I'm gonna be sitting there being a fangirl.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
When I should be like getting zen for my own set.
I know it's so hard to get zen before your set.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ever gonna get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell me, how long have you been working on this record?
I want to say like 3 years.
Is it the
or no? I guess 2 years.
Okay.
Or maybe two and a half.
Like correct me if I'm wrong, but you strike me as the kind of person who like will be doing a ton of different things at the same time.
I'm trying to do fewer things at the same time and just like focus on one or a few things in like a pocket of time and then. Move to something else, but yeah, often I'm doing too many things at once.
Yeah. Can we talk about sampling now?
Sure.
Because I've listened to this record several times, and I've with headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, when you listen to this record out there, please wear headphones, because there's so much detail, and there's like it's so textured, and I just want to ask you what your approach to sampling is, like how you gather sound, like whether you, do you just have like a bank of samples at home that you go around and gather and then you can pick from them when you're building songs? Like, how does it all work?
I guess I go through these phases where I'm really interested in in field recording.
Yeah.
So like a couple years ago, I went to visit my family in Trinidad and I did a bunch of field recording to like capture the like bird sounds and cicadas and all these kind of like interesting things.
Yeah.
And then I also design acoustic instruments, so I'll spend time recording them and then recording kind of any instrument that I can get my hands on. Mm-hmm. So there's like, I recorded a metallophone that became a sample on this.
What's a metallophone?
It's like a xylophone made of aluminum bars.
Oh,
instead
cool.
of wood. Yeah.
Yep.
And then there are a lot of samples from a piece of music that I wrote, like, I guess, like almost 10 years ago, that was a quartet for cello, harp, double bass, and trumpet. That was a collaboration with a dance collective. And then kind of nothing, there was a performance and nothing became of it. And then, but it's like, for me, quite a rich collection of sounds. And then I didn't want it to be forgotten, so I found a way to kind of like work it into my current music. So there are a lot of samples from that project as well.
I think when you, for a lot of us who make music, it's kind of a, it's a thing you do where you just, you hear things and then you just like put them away for later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, oh, I know I want, that sounds cool. I'm going to use that for something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, you do it with melodies or lyrics or, I know I do like gather things and like
yeah.
hoard them and then like, wait
yeah.
for the right time mm-hmm. to bring them out. And as for like the percussive instruments that you design, there's the range of like percussive timbre on this album is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's lots of little like percussive-y clicks and taps and booms and baps and
mm-hmm.
bops and I loved just the range of sound in that percussive department. There was one song in particular, which one was it? The Bitterness
mm-hmm.
that has like this, I don't know, percussion element going on that I really love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so anyways, we should go to another song. And it looks like, are we going to go backwards all the way? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one's called Powdered Sugar. You want to say anything about it for me?
No.
You're just going to do it?
Let's listen.
All right. This is Powdered Sugar by Graftician.
I know you taste another when you kiss my lips. I know you taste another when you grind my hips into flour to make communion bread. I take the body, drink the blood, just like a father. I know you taste another when you kiss my lips. I know you taste another when you grind my hips into powdered sugar to make a cake to celebrate our love. Even when it's not you know we're worth it, you know that's true. And she wear off you like a cheaper view. You know we're worth it, you know that's true. She gon' wear on off you like a cheaper. I taste another when I kiss your lips. Oh, I taste another when I grind your hips into powdered sugar to make a cake to celebrate our love. Even when it's not enough, now, and you know we're worth it. You know that's true. And she wear off me like a cheap perfume. You know we're worth it. You know that's true. And she wear off me like a cheap perfume. Oh, 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 oh.
Whoa, that was Powdered Sugar by Graftition from her upcoming record, Mandarins. Mandarin?
Mandarins.
Plural.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about collaborators. Because I don't know. Tell me about who collaborated with you on this record.
So we mentioned Kimmortal already. Yes. And that song featured Joshua Zubat on violin. And then I also worked with John Kastelik, who plays viola, and Ridley Bishop, who plays clarinet.
Okay, cool. I love the clarinet work.
Yeah.
On this album.
Yeah.
I love clarinet. I'm really into anything with a reed these days.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Piano, that was you?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about, like, where was this record made?
Some of it was recorded at the Banff Center.
Oh, you did a Banff residency.
Yeah.
Great.
But just in my own studio. So it's all self-recorded.
Great.
So some of it was recorded in Banff, and then some just in my, like, kind of bedroom studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that the piano on that song was recorded at the China Cloud.
Okay,
so
great.
It's kind of just pieces.
Yeah,
that come together.
That kind of suits the ethos of your practice, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gather sound, you gather things from lots of different places, and you're eclectic, I guess. Is
mm-hmm.
not, and like, I'm not just speaking about you musically, but it just seems like artistically you're a very eclectic artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to, like, focus and go in the studio for, like, a week or whatever with mm-hmm. with some, like, whiz guy and make an album, but I've never done that. So.
Well, that's just a different approach to making records. That's kind of a more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get something on tape.
Yeah.
We're gonna capture this thing as it is now. Yeah, that's a different thing. That's the way I've always done my records, but that's only because I don't have the, like. Like, if I don't do it that way, if I don't get into a place mm-hmm. with people at a certain time, it just is never going to happen mm-hmm. for me. I don't know if there's, like, a better or worse way to make records.
Yeah, yeah, you know? I do it the slow, like,
slow and
slowly,
low.
Like, weaving a bit in here and
yeah.
then, like, take a month off and then record another song. And, yeah, so you, I guess you, like, gain some and you lose some. It's
sure.
just a way to make an
it's
album.
A way. What have you got? You've got the show coming up on Friday. Is there much else happening for you, like, this summer? Are you doing any festivals or any touring or anything?
I'm not doing that many shows this summer. My sister's having a baby.
Wow, congratulations.
So I'm gonna go be an auntie and help out with that process.
Cool.
And then I'm doing another residency at the Banff Center, kind of like mid-June to mid-July, or like end of June to end of July.
So tell me about that, because I've always wanted to do one, but I've just never gotten it together. Like, how was that experience?
It's pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
It's just nice to, like, focus on your work for a limited period of time, like
mm-hmm.
like we were talking about, these kind of, like, bedroom recordings, which is how I often work. But when you're able to, like, kind of, like, come out of your everyday life to make something,
yeah.
that can be really powerful. So I'm gonna be composing for the instruments that I design in Banff, and which has not much to do with Graftician, but that's just how the timing works out.
Yeah. How many instruments did you design in your last project?
I make ceramic percussion instruments that are designed for prepared piano, so they like sit on the strings of the piano.
Yeah.
And I want to say I made 146, but they're not all this. They're all, maybe there's like 10 different designs, and then I made a lot of kind of like iterations to refine the designs.
I see. Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. You made ceramic, you called them discs? Or they're sort of little, what did you call them?
They're called symbiotic instruments.
Symbiotic, and so you insert them into a piano on the string, and then the hammers hit
them. The hammers hit the string, and then the instruments like distort the sound of the string.
Oh, I see. I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any of that on this record?
No.
Okay. Because that sounds great.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But next record, Jasper.
The thing about like altering pianos like mm-hmm. that is like, I love felting them mm-hmm. or like mm-hmm. tacking them. Mm-hmm. Like, but you have to like be willing to sacrifice a piano, mm-hmm. to, like dedicate it to that purpose,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, I guess that's the thing about working with a grand piano, and just kind of sitting things on the strings is that you don't have to like dig between them, or you don't have to put screws or nails or like anything. It's like less invasive.
Yes, that is a good point. You can install temporary installations mm-hmm. into grands that like it's harder on uprights because of gravity. Mm-hmm. They just fall out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. I'm looking forward to hearing that. Whenever you do the next one. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do another song. This one is The Bitterness. Anything you want to say about this one?
Sure. Yeah, so this song features Ridley Bishop on clarinet, and I guess it's about like kind of just wishing people who've wronged you, like trying to wish them well and be like, oh, I hope you're like you're getting something out of like being negative towards me, or like like talking about me behind my back, or whatever. Like, I hope that you're finding like resolution from your like negative actions, and then just trying to like walk away from it from there, and like not let other people's shit weigh you down.
That sounds super healthy. I'm so happy you're at that place, Roxanne. That's great. All right, well, this is The Bitterness by Graftician.
Tell me again the story that bites your lips and leaves your tongue raw and salty, so insulted, wanting more. Tell me again the story that holds your throat and lets you choke on words you heard 10,000 times as it turned to lies and gather. And may the bitterness make your story rich. May you taste coffee and chocolate when you're talking shit. May you taste coffee and chocolate when you're talking shit. May you taste coffee and chocolate when you're talking shit. May you taste coffee and chocolate when you dream of them. Sun comes up to laugh at us because we are bad alchemists. The sun comes up to laugh at us because we are bad alchemists. The sun comes up to laugh at us because we are bad alchemists. The sun comes up to laugh at us because we are bad alchemists. Making love from sin. Making love from sins. May the bitterness make your story rich. May you taste coffee and chocolate when you're talking shit. And I taste coffee and chocolate when I let it sting. And only coffee and chocolate when it finally ends.
So that was The Bitterness by Graftician. Roxanne, can we talk about the title?
Yeah.
Mandarins?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, I have a few theories.
Okay.
No, I don't have any theories. I just have observations.
Okay.
Okay. So that last song, there was a lot of lyrical focus on taste,
mm-hmm.
coffee and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the cover right now, and I see, for all of you out there in Radio Land, this is what I see. There's a sketch of a hand that is holding a branch, and on the branch there are these orange, mandarin orange petals that are in the shape of mouths. And then on the song Mandarins, which we're going to hear next, there's lyrical imagery of lips that taste and look and feel like mandarins.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my observations. Hopefully they're useful in prefacing your discussion of the title Mandarins. I don't know if they will be, but tell us a bit about it.
So I guess the album is not, I guess, I know.
Yeah.
I know the album is titled after the next song that we're going to listen to, Mandarins. And the lyric that it comes from is with lips like Christmas mandarins, I
That's
guess
what it is, yeah.
That loves a gift you give that changes. So it's kind of about this kind of like ambivalent, but also a view of love that's based on understanding and kind of like approaching it with an open hand and
mm-hmm.
being open to the idea that people change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're all kind of these like fluid and flexible creatures. And I ended up wanting to use these images. I went to Italy to work with an illustrator named Carla Independenti, who makes these really like clever drawings. And I asked her about making a video out of her drawings, and so I sent her the song that we're going to hear next, and she sent back these beautiful drawings, and then it was like, oh, this is such an obvious choice for to mm-hmm. be album art, or to be kind of what the album is like based on, I guess.
It's like when you're trying to name something or find an image that represents something, you always seem to know right when you see it
mm-hmm.
or you hear it. You're like, yeah, that's you know, that's the name, that's the cover. It's a mysterious thing. It's so hard to name things, and it's so hard to find a record cover.
Yeah.
Like, has that ever been an easy thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so nice when you're, you know, you've got this exchange going on with someone, and they send you something, and it's perfect. Like, that's, it doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was a good segue into Mandarin. So this is Mandarin's, the title track from Graphtician's upcoming record.
With lips like Christmas mandarins, I guess that love's a gift you give that changes. When I taste that golden juice, it's proof, but I'm not giving it to God yet, not like you do. Your peach and porcelain, I guess that love's a gift you give that fades, and unfazes. Though our minds are trained and wise, oh, our hearts are fickle and sly. And I would never tell another lover what to steal. I could never tell another thief what to preach. Those lips like Christmas mandarins, and I'm still busy sucking on them. I guess that love's a gift you give with those lips like Christmas mandarins. And I'm still busy sucking on them. I guess that love's a gift you get here that changes.
That was Mandarin's by Graphtician, the title track from her upcoming record. We were talking while that song was playing, and there was this crazy, like, suction cuppy kind of sound. I don't know if you guys heard that out there in Radio Land, but I was asking Roxanne what that was, and maybe you could tell us again what that was.
Okay, so in the bridge of the song, there is a sample of my voice that I turned into like a digital keyboard using something called the Simpler in Ableton Live. And then, so I'm playing like lots of notes of my own voice transposed, and or I guess I'm playing chords of my own voice, and there's this kind of audio artifact in it that's maybe like a breath or something that's distorted, and then it makes this like kind of like,
yeah, like a mouthy,
like a, yeah, a mouthy suction-y, slurpy suction cup sound. Yeah, and it's a mistake, but it sounded interesting, so I left it.
Usually, though, that like mouthy suction-y kind of stuff is very undesirable in recordings. Yeah. Like I have spent many, many hours removing them from vocal tracks.
Yeah.
So it's cool to find one that sticks, like that works.
Yeah.
So are you, just so I understand this correctly, when you're sampling your voice to set up like a keyboard, are you you'll just do each note one at a time, just be like basically?
No, I would take one sample of my voice that's like
yeah,
and then my computer
pitches it.
Yeah.
Well, that's so much better.
Yeah,
it's easier. Doing
for sure, but and then you get these like little garbage sounds that rise to the surface. But
okay, very cool. Mm-hmm. So the next track is Cities, and I know you did a video for this one.
I did, yeah.
And I've seen a lot of your video work. I remember going to see you play at Fran and Ali's space.
Yeah,
it's Juniper
Room.
Yeah, it's Juniper Room. Maybe 2 years ago, you played solo, and you were projecting over yourself the whole time, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
like those visuals were so cool.
Thank you.
And I want to know, like, what are you doing these days, video wise? Other than I know you just made this video, but is that something you're dabbling with right now?
Yeah. So I try to make a video for every song that's like synced to the samples, and then I would project it while I'm playing. And the aim, I guess, in general for my videos is to say something that I couldn't say with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Or to either emphasize something with an image or like kind of bring up some kind of like subtext or something that I couldn't describe. Just with the kind of like linear lyrics.
I get it. I get it.
So that's the like kind of last thing that I have to do for the show is like export all these videos and then like make sure they're synced. Yeah.
Oh, you've made them already.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you just need to.
They're made.
Export and sync them. Hey, are you, what's your setup at the show going to be like?
I have this kind of wacky, cool band. So I'm going to play with Mary Anchetta, is playing keys. She plays in lots of popular local bands. She plays in like with Buckman Co. And she also plays with Kimmortal and many others. And then Josh Zubat is going to play violin.
Nice.
And Ridley Bishop is playing clarinet. And then I'm just using all of the samples and all of the like digital percussion.
Speaking of the show, we meant to do this earlier, but we forgot. We'd like to give some tickets away to the show.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be fun to open the phone lines here at the station. We do have a phone line. In theory, we can do this. I'm not sure how. But I'm pretty sure if a call comes in, we're going to be able to figure it out patch-wise. So if you're listening and you want to come to Graftician's show on Friday, June 14th at the Kulch, call us at the studio. The number is 604-822-2487. And then when we get you on the line, we'll probably, I don't know, maybe we'll like make you answer some skill test and questions or something.
Maybe. I think the skill testing question is us figuring out if we can use the phone
if we can get you through. We've got some calls coming in. Okay, hold on. Stay on the line because I am transferring you, I think. I don't know. Hello? Hello?
Maybe we should go to the song and then...
Yeah, okay, so why don't you call us while we play a song and then I'm going to patch you in somehow. Well, the song's on. So this is Cities, the first single from the record.
Yep. Yeah?
Okay, great. Oh, and check out the video. It's great. ¶¶
cities on the backs of camels. When will our thirst be quenched? Towers on the backs of morning light. They're higher and higher, higher and higher. Houses on the backs of houses, kissing hills. Well, I eat them all, but I don't really get my fill. I still have this chill. As we get interstellar, that's one hell of a gravity weighing in on me. Cities on the backs of beautiful birds. Can they take me back to the earth? Towers on the backs of rumors that you heard, and they're worth, and they're worth, and they're worth much more. As we get interstellar, that's one hell of a gravity weighing in on me. I still my wants for nothing. Well, I'm not still, and you're still not satisfied. We make our beds in these lights, craving sun and fluorescent light. And I know, and I feel, and I fear, and I think that there might be cities on the backs of beautiful birds. There is nothing that you heard, and nothing that you can. Towers on the backs of rumors that you heard, and they're worth, and they're worth, and they're worth much more. As we get interstellar, well, that's one hell of a gravity weighing in on me.
That was Cities by Graftician. And we have a caller, we believe. Can you hear me, caller?
Hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Oh, thank you, Madeline Taylor. Our programming director came in and saved the day. Thanks for calling in. What's your name?
My name's Grace.
Grace. Nice to meet you. I'm Jasper. I'm here with Roxanne and Madeline.
Hi.
Are you a fan of Graftician? Have you heard Roxanne's music before the show?
Not before the show, but I'm very impressed.
Oh, wow.
Cool. You want to come to the show?
I do. I want to hear more, definitely.
Okay, great.
Cool. Roxanne, how are we going to do this? Is there a...
We'll play another song, and you'll tell us your full name, and then we'll put you on the guest list.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling in. This was a super fun experiment that... I've always wanted to do. So thanks for calling.
Okay, now you know how to do it, hopefully.
Well, sort of. I mean, Madeline rushed in and pushed a bunch of buttons, and she really made it happen. So I'm going to have to spend some time with her after the show and get this down. Okay, so we're going to go to our last song from Graftician before we end the show. This one's called Mostly Ocean. Do you want to say anything about the song before we start?
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of... fits in the theme of the album. It's about this kind of like fluidity of self and like knowing yourself and accepting yourself. It's the first song that I wrote for the album, and it has an auto harp sample on it.
Very
and,
nice.
Yeah, and it also features John Kastelic on viola.
Okay, here it is, Mostly Ocean.
Since we are mostly ocean, I was hoping that you'd be open to me. Since we are mostly ocean,
salt and water, thin skin holding on. I don't feel like holding on. Since we are mostly ocean, salt and water, thin skin holding on. I know that we'll survive the storm. What are we but grains of sand in this endless sea, slipping out of your hands? And you fold them like a fist, you blow them like a kiss, but still the time that takes its toll until the sea meets us. Do you see me as? Never don't be mad when you see me as I am. And only the plastic packages last, but lover, that's not what you have. Don't be mad when you see me as I am. I am. I am.
It's a great ending. You know, fading out and just keeping the vocals in.
Yeah. Thanks, Jasper.
Nicely done. And that lyric, "We are mostly ocean," it's great. It's true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Drink your water.
I don't drink enough water ever.
Me neither.
So that was all of Graftician's upcoming album, Mandarins, played in reverse order. It's probably the first time it's been played, right? Like, it's not available anywhere.
It's not out.
And I think Friday's only going to be a physical release.
Yeah.
So it's another opportunity to get your hands on it ahead of time. The show is at the Kulch on June 14th with special guest Kimmortal. Grace is going to be there. She called in. We're so happy you called in, Grace. Thanks. That was fun. Roxanne, anything else you want to add or plug or promote or just like put out there on the terrestrial waves before we call it?
Yeah, I guess I just want to say thanks for having me, Jasper, and thanks for your enthusiasm about the album and your very cute notes that you took. I'm looking at this clipboard of notes that Jasper took of all my songs. I just feel really cared for right now. So.
Well, you know, you have to be prepared when people come all the way out here to UBC and do
but
a show.
People aren't always prepared, so I appreciate that.
Hey, thank you. You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Thanks for being on my first broadcast ever. Coming up next, we have C-Pop Connection, which is a super fun show playing all of the latest and greatest music from the Chinese musical community. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.